Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, and MVP Parent Magazine's quick shout-out to Bruce Merrin's Celebrity Speakers Bureau. It's exciting to be part of that. And you can check that out, Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. We've got a great doubleheader today, Dr. Scott Schroeder. He's a podiatric physician and surgeon. He is a speaker, and he's an expert on systemic effects, allergies, and concerns with metal implants in the body, specifically after surgery. Dr. Karen Baker, clinical psychologist and founder of Delta Foundation for Spiritual Studies, the whole world of stress. She'll be joining us later. And the sports doctor's in. Some Bob Guide of Wisdom, some emails. First, I want to welcome Dr. Scott Schroeder. Welcome to the sports doctor.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Lyle.
Scott, give us some background on yourself and this whole tremendous interest in the effects of metal implants and your experiences.
Yeah, I've been in practice for over 30 years now as a physician and surgeon of the foot and ankle. And I put a lot of metal, thousands of implants over the years in patients. And I started noticing some of these symptoms, not just locally, but systemic symptoms with a surprising number of the patients, if you know the questions to ask. And problems with the hands, pain, one lady, she had difficulty buttoning up her blouse and opening up a door. She was in her early 30s. After I removed the stainless steel screws in her case, the next day she could button up her blouse fine and open up the door fine, but it had been months since she'd been able to do that.
You know, what's interesting is the fact over the years, a lot of us in medicine are familiar with the dentist taking out old fillings because of the mercury and the metal and some of these different systemic effects. In all my years, over 20, 25 years or more in surgery of the foot and ankle, we saw local problems. We never paid attention to what you're talking about. And now the reason I'm paying such big attention is my own son, Adam, the CEO of Global Schoolwear, who had ankle surgery over 10 years ago and then ran into all sorts of different symptoms regarding possibly, again, and you just maybe within the last month or so, he had the metal removed, whether it was Lyme's disease-like symptoms, fibromyalgia-like, brain fog, joint pains, all sorts of, like you said, hand, muscle situations. You're suspicious that maybe three or four cases of metal implants could be problematic.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen all of that you've described, even Parkinson's-like symptoms, you know, with some of the metal problems and fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, the brain fog, headaches, migraines, all associated with some of these metals that we have in the body. And I've been working actually closely with the dentists and actually working on a research project with a research dentist out of New York right now. And it's just, it could be quite dramatic once I remove the metal from the patient and the response. I mean, I've had fibromyalgia-like symptoms disappear literally within days after removal
defending metal. Dr. Scott, how has medicine, again, podiatry, our own profession, orthopedics, that whole world responded to what you've been paying big attention to and you've been speaking about over the years, including some speaking to the FDA, right? How's medicine
responding? Very slowly.
Right? That's right. Good luck to you.
Slowly. Yeah, it is very difficult. A lot of these patients, when they go see their docs and explain their symptoms, you know, sometimes they're saying, oh, you're kind of a little crazy there, you know. And but
in
I see
head.
It so often. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's in your head. It's not in the head in many of these cases. And I'd probably say the vast majority of them. But after a while, when you start to deal with chronic pain and all these other issues, boy, can it be psychologically draining? Yes. Absolutely. I had actually a clinical psychologist get a hold of me with her own problems related to an implant in her body. And so, you know, I'm working on a book. And so, you know, eventually I want her to actually be part of this on the psychological aspect of all these issues
Huge.
That we're dealing with.
We talk so much on the Sports Doctor about the psychological challenges of after injury. Sometimes very, very dramatic. As a matter of fact, one of the contributors to my book, hashtag A Sports Parents, Rob Andrews, who's got a wall of gold medals from the women's and girls Olympic gymnastics teams, talked an awful lot about the whole mental side, the mental game, as you call it, the psychological effects and challenges that we might have seen, and the fact that you know, some of these things, again, are missed. But we have innovators and game changers on the Sports Doctor all the time, whether it was the late Bob Guida and 40 years ago, him questioning some of the values of stretching, or my sports therapist colleague, Gary Reinel, who wrote the book Iced. He's talking about, guess what, mm-hmm. Ice doesn't help anything. So having you talking about a topic and talking about the challenges of getting the professions, the professionals to pay more attention is always a big part of this. And how's orthopedic surgery and I know you've spoken internationally. Is the European attention to this what was also started some of this awareness?
Yes, yes. In Europe, I actually had one patient, one of my patients that I operated on, was paralyzed up to 10 hours a day. And after I put some stainless steel screws in him, and subsequently after we got him out, he went down to being paralyzed 1 hour a day overnight. And then he had some problems with white gold crowns in his mouth, allergy, and he was allergic to palladium. We had him tested. Once he got that out, he hadn't been paralyzed since. But he's an engineer, and he was disabled because of this, obviously. But he did research in those times when he was disabled. He said, you know, Europe is like 10 years ahead of us. As far as their understanding of a lot of this. And many times with some of these plates and screws we're putting in over in Europe, they're calling it temporary fracture fixation, where many times they go to get them out. But in the United States, we're just too busy. We don't have time to get it out. And so we just leave
it. Yes, our adage has been, you know, in general, a lot of our adages in surgery were, you know, if the screws don't hurt, we can leave them in for 100 years. Don't worry about it. Definitely. Big, big reason here to question that. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you go back years, who was on, what were the topics, international guests, national guests, local guests. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of information. We have a lot of concussion awareness. On the Sports Doctor, we talk about all sorts of challenges in youth sports, a lot of excitement with MVP Parent Magazine, and we have thousands of followers on LinkedIn and Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from those platforms, but we have a lot of great information besides who's on the show or who was on the show. We're talking with podiatric surgeon Dr. Scott Schroeder. So when did you, when was it when you first started really paying big attention to this?
Oh, probably 15 to 20 years ago. And then my awareness has just been heightened and heightened as far as this goes.
You know, the idea of implants, again, like you said, that the title in Europe, the temporary fracture fixation, you know, the word temporary. You know, again, which is if it's even close to being possible, is there a way for people, let's say, before elective surgery where fixation is used, to be tested for some of these reactions and or allergies to the metal parts, Dr. Scott?
Yeah, yes, there is. There's what's called the lymphocyte transformation test. And actually in Chicago, Orthopedic Analysis is the company, one of the companies there, top ones in the country as far as that goes. And they do that type of testing. Also, there's a company out of London, Malaysia, that does that. And they have a metal foundation over there that's very big. And and that was actually brought up many, many times at the FDA. When I presented there, as far as from the panel from around the country, from all the universities and the researchers, they were asking about that. And so I think, you know, eventually that's what's going to come to be, because if you can know what you're allergic to prior to having a big procedure, especially total hips or total knees, total joints, and then, you know, if you're allergic to nickel, okay, avoid
nickel. Well, a lot of that, you know, those surgeries are elective. You know, foot surgeries, for the most part, you know, by far is elective. So the idea of getting this kind of information up front makes a tremendous sense. I know you got some great information in your talk that you gave. What's the best website to find out about the work that you're doing in all this area, Scott?
Actually, for me, I just recently retired, and I have just been, you know, I'm working 10, 12, up to 16 hours a day. And so I don't even have a website as far as that goes. Probably the easiest way to get a hold of me, and other people have put things on YouTube under my name. And so then the FDA talk will come up. If you look at galvanism, you know, Google my name and then galvanism, and because we've been working on galvanic reactions between various, you know, metals in the body and dissimilar metals, and working on research projects there. But also there have been some podcasts that come up and really explain and patients, a number of patients in that, and reports and voice memos that you can hear. And that's where a lot of people get a hold of me, actually from around the world, because they've seen these videos and what have you on YouTube. And I think you just Google it.
Yes, and you know what's interesting also is that so many of these types of symptoms could be way after a particular surgery, again, where there's just no connection made, because the general physician who might be dealing with the fibromyalgia or the other symptoms, the Lyme, the other allergies, doesn't even come up, because it's been years since somebody had these procedures. Of course, the vast majority of the population, if they have metal involved, don't have problems, true?
Correct. Yeah, correct, correct. And we're dealing with a percentage. You know, I think that percentage is probably even more than we realize. But yes, it's a majority of people do just fine, but it's those of us that don't. And it can be, it's a type 4 delayed hypersensitivity reaction. So I've seen it come on days to weeks to months to years. I mean, literally sometimes it may be, you know, 2 to 5 years or so, because your body then gets a resistance to it and actually develops a sensitivity reaction or allergic type reaction to the metal after it's been in there, but it may not have happened right at the beginning. That's why these are so difficult. And that's one of the things with the testing. You may test initially and you're fine, but after you get the implant, then you may develop a hypersensitivity reaction. So then you test again. If you are having a problem later, you test again to see if you have developed a reaction over time.
What are the common metals, just like in general, some of the common metals that are used surgically, implant-wise?
Yeah, so nickel is the highest allergic type reaction. According to the FDA, it's 15 to 18%, and depending on the study you look at. So 15 to 18%, you know, as far as nickel, and that's stainless steel. Stainless steel is in the 15 to 16% nickel range. And then there's cobalt and chrome, and then there's titanium. And I've been seeing a number of patients with vanadium reactions, which actually is a part of the titanium alloy that's used, and also aluminum. And aluminum is quite interesting, because I've seen a number of patients that are sensitive to aluminum. And the problem with aluminum is that it's also in the common flu shot. And where I've had a number of patients allergic to aluminum, and I go, how you do with the flu shot? You go, oh, I can't take the flu shot. And, you know, and it's actually not because of the flu shot itself. It's because they're allergic to the aluminum, which is an adjuvant in the flu shot.
Well, you know, of course, it's interesting, you know, traumatic surgery when the rods are used and all sorts of staples and screws, et cetera, be used and very, very effectively and very, very safely. But the idea that in some instances, again, whether it's one person out of 25 or whatever, And especially when we get into, again, that area of elective surgery, like podiatry and like a lot of elective orthopedics, then this makes very, very big sense for people to be aware so they could be tested beforehand. For example, I guess after the test, a different metal could be used for the particular screws or whatever might be used, for instance, in the foot surgery. True?
Exactly. Exactly. I just helped a patient from Minnesota who had titanium back implants. He had a cage and screws, but he got tested. He was allergic to titanium and vanadium, which were both in the titanium. And so he was planning on going a week later to get it refused. He was going to fly himself to California. And then he sent those test results to the doctor. They put the brakes on that because they were just going to put something he was allergic to. So they ended up using cobalt.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you, Dr. Scott Schroeder. Again, if you Google his name, if you look up, what was that other information people could find at YouTube, that talk
YouTube,
he gave?
FDA
great,
talk,
great information. I want to thank you so much for really coming on. And this type of education really, really has to be spread around. And we're definitely going to have you back, get some more follow-up. And at the same time, I'll share my son's follow-up with you on the air. Hold on,
great.
Scott. Sports doctor,
okay,
everybody.
Thanks,
be right
Dr.
back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome Dr. Karen Baker. She's a clinical psychologist. She's the founder of the Delta Foundation for Spiritual Studies. You know how much attention we pay on the Sports Doctor to the whole mental game and mental training, all these things. So, Dr. Karen, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Great. Give us some background on yourself leading up to your new foundation.
Thank you. I'd be happy to. So I'm a licensed practicing clinical psychologist trained in evidence-based practice. And I've also, over the past few years, had personal experiences that speak to the fact that there is more out there than we've been taught. So I could ask you, do you want the long or the short version of how I got here?
The short version.
I'll give you the middle ground then. So initially, I was in a relationship that needed to end. I got up one morning and went into the kitchen. Everybody was asleep. And I said, under my breath, I've got to get out of here. And the lights in the kitchen started flashing on and off. And I thought, this is a power surge. Then I walked around and the lights continued to flash on and off. And then my TV started going on and off. And I felt surrounded by a presence that was so warm and supportive. I opened my refrigerator and I felt like if I left, I wanted them to come with me, whoever it was. It felt angelic. And I said, will you come with me? And the lights on the refrigerator started going on and off as well. And I thought, wow, this is my sign. It's time for me to do something. Later on that month, I was driving around and I went to a crystal shop. I was almost a geology major in college. I've always loved crystals and rocks. And there was a lady behind the counter in the crystal store who looked at me. I'd never met her before. And she said, that contract is over. You need to move on. The relationship is over. I don't know why I told you that, but I needed to tell you that. And I thought, oh my gosh. So at that moment, I realized that now there is more to this lifetime than we've been taught, and I need to learn more about this.
Dr. Karen, is the fact that, you know, what was considered in a lot of ways in America voodoo over the past few decades has become a very big deal, whether it's the word mindfulness and the tremendous attention to the spiritual side. That some of the top programs for high performance, whether it's in sports, let alone the reduction of stress, there's never been a time in all our lives when we haven't had more stress in so many different directions these past few years. So the acceptance, energy fields, we talk a lot of energy medicine many times on the Sports Doctor. So it's no longer laughed off. Something way out there, and the fact that there is this side of the whole mental game, and your professional field of psychology fitting very well in with it.
Yeah, and my experiences are data also. We're trained to follow the data. So I created the Delta Foundation for Spiritual Studies to teach anyone willing to learn from many perspectives how to connect with their true self and their own spiritual abilities. We created a great meditation course because meditation is a great place to start with that.
Well, whether it is somebody trying to recover from an injury, whether it is somebody trying to deal with a serious illness in their family, or challenge themselves, there's no doubt about it that meditation has a huge role. I think we
huge
still
role.
Have learning more and more about it, and the fact that it's being accepted in, you know, for part of life to be able to, you know, reduce stress, whether you're competing every other day or you're just trying to stay on your diet program. So again, the fact of the foundation being able to include, you know, something like meditation training. I don't know if it's mainstream, but it's come a long way, baby, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's very close to being mainstream. I'd say within the next few years, we're going to be right there, Dr. Bob. Yeah. So I also read a bit of research supporting meditation and sports performance to prepare for this. And once again, the evidence is clear. Once an individual is fully aligned, I'd like to speak a little bit about that if I could.
Oh, absolutely. The 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, who you might know that name, who grew up in Illinois.
I put
orthotics in his skates when he was 10 years old, but 12 years later, he's the best in the world. He always took time for mental training, for visualization, and so many of the sports absolutely include those exercises, whether it's to enhance your ability to perform, or again, whether it's your ability to deal with these challenges, whether it's an injury or something like that. So yes, I really like to include talking about that side of it in the whole world of sports psychology. That's, you know, right in your lap, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. And you know, the research shows that once we are aligned fully, mind, body, and spirit, we're poised to receive all the power and clarity and strength that we have inside and around us. Some people call it peak experiences, flow, transcendent experiences, and peak performance. Meditation practice supports all of this.
Yes. Now, you have a business background yourself, but as well, again, how has the profession, quote unquote, of psychology, psychiatry, accepted, again, the inclusion big time of the spiritual side of things? And I'm not talking organized religion at all.
Right. No, it's not religion at all.
How's your profession accepted those kinds of challenges, Dr. Karen?
I would say that's kind of an individual-specific question. Some are more open to it than others. I would suspect moving forward, more will be open to this approach, but for many, many years, and you know, as a medical doctor yourself, the research did not support spiritual practice. However, far more research and evidence is supporting that spirituality, aligning mind, body, and spirit, generalizes to benefits throughout the entire life of the individual.
And again, the can't find much better examples of how important the whole mental side of things are than whether it was this past Summer Olympics, there was the best woman athlete in the world, Simone Biles, saying, you know, I just can't compete. The whole mental health side of things is in the news times a thousand. And I would think, again, that the foundation, the ability to combine the solid side of the psychology when you're dealing with families, as well as in what age groups are you paying attention to?
With the foundation, we're teaching 18 and above adults only. I'm also in a private practice. We have offices in St. Charles and Oak Brook, Goodman. We see children through adults. So,
you know, with the we talk about a lot in the sports, the crazy world of social media.
Oh, my gosh.
And, again, youth athletes and or all of us, their families, the pressure. Again, in youth sports, is sometimes impossible. You know, we could all picture in our minds the screaming, ranting, raving parent on the sideline.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so the idea of these kinds of pressures, let alone what's been thrown, again, on our society, our whole world, with the pandemic, you know, it wasn't that long ago, 20 years ago, my late great sports psychologist, Dr. Jim Vickery, didn't use the word psychology. He said, because everybody in sports is scared of it. They think there's something wrong with you. So he was a performance enhancement consultant. Great title.
Love it.
But today, psychology, there's not a team or an organization that doesn't pay big attention to what you're talking about.
Right. People get it now, and the research supports it.
Yes, and you know, again, the result when people are talking about their particular business or their particular sport that they might be playing, or that the sport that their youngster is playing, you know, and understanding that learning how to incorporate these skills. Mm-hmm. And meditation is one of the world's greatest stress reducers, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And the current research supports the fact that it reduces anxiety, improves focus, aids in concentration. And I've read a lot of this research recently, you know, putting together these courses, lowers stress, improves sleep, aids in pain relief, controls fatigue, is prevention for heart disease, boosts weight loss, manages diabetes, lowers blood pressure. I mean, I could go on for hours about the benefits of it. Evidence-based benefits. It's fabulous.
That's big to understand. Evidence-based, tested stuff that has shown these kinds of results that have made a very, very big difference than people thinking that, you know, placebo and you think it's helping you. And
These are controlled studies.
And I think there's a much more, again, of an acceptance. I would like to see something like meditation really taught in the schools and routinely in order to learn these kinds of skills, to take some time, some self-time. What was the term that you used? Something like that.
Connecting to yourself, fully aligned. Yeah.
What's the website, Dr. Karen, people find out about the foundation?
DeltaSpiritualFoundation.org. And we also are on Instagram, Delta.Foundation, and Facebook, the same name, Delta.Foundation. Follow us. We'd love to hear from you.
You know, it's interesting. Our friend Lisa Ganji, Ellie Services, who introduced us, terrific lady, so many things.
She's wonderful.
That she does.
Yes.
But I probably had a guest on a few months ago that was one of her contacts in the world of fitness, and it was a Delta Life Fitness. So I said to her, you know, you're hitting the mental and physical sides of it. She had mentioned yourself, and I would imagine, again, that the addition of the spiritual side is something that more and more families would be accepting, something to look at. There's not so much doubt when you start talking about evidence-based things in the areas of meditation. What are some of the different courses you're involving with?
So we've created courses three different ways. We offer them in-person, blended, which is a combination of in-person and virtual, and then fully virtual. We have a meditation course, which is a daily practice for today's busy lifestyle. It's a comprehensive course. I've taken a lot of meditation courses, and what we've covered in this course, back at 100%, we talk about all of the current research, the evidence, psychological health, well-being. We teach someone how to prepare themselves, prepare their space, and actually facilitate an experiential meditation during this three-week self-paced course. We have a course we call Just Meditation, which is on-site. If you just want to learn how to meditate, you can come on-site and practice with our instructors. And then we're also offering guest lectures. One of our board members, Dr. Pat Massey, he's an MD, PhD, and he also has a doctorate in metaphysics. He is teaching bioenergy on May 20th here, and we'll also be recording that, so it will be available virtually. And he's teaching energy systems, the energy around us, on June 24th. And he is so research-based and evidence-based, and he's traveled the world learning about all of this. So he's an amazing speaker.
Yeah, energy medicine is a big deal
in
so many different areas. One of my frequent guests, Dondi Dalen, a universal dancer whose family has been involved in the world of energy medicine, written books on it for a couple of generations. And again, the challenges of these practices with their thousands of years of history, sometimes whether it's yoga, whether it's acupuncture, some of these other things, making their way into holistic medicine, things we talk about on the Sports Doctor for, I think 3 decades, give it take a few weeks. We're going to be right back. We're talking with clinical psychologist Dr. Karen Baker about her foundation. And it's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We are speaking with Dr. Karen Baker, clinical psychologist. She's the founder of the Delta Foundation for Spiritual Studies. We were talking before the break about the important inclusion of all of these things, meditation specifically, regarding enhancing performance, reducing anxiety or nervousness, et cetera. Talk a little bit, Dr. Karen, about that side of things. Again, the effect that mental training, let's call it, the mental game, makes in the ability to calm down, reduce stress, perform better.
Yeah, so what's really interesting, how meditation can work to support all of that is every time we're meditating, we're aligning ourselves, mind, body, spirit. We're connecting with our true self. And what happens is oftentimes with meditation, our mind wanders, and that's an okay thing. Allow it, notice it, and then pull your thoughts back to, at least the way we teach it, pull your thoughts back to the sound of your breath. And every time you do that, you're strengthening the neural pathways to choose your thoughts. You are being in control of your thoughts. A lot of people feel like their thoughts are just their thoughts and they have no control over them. Every time your mind wanders during meditation and you choose to focus on your breath, you're strengthening those neural pathways. What wires together, fires together. I think I said that backwards. What fires together, wires together.
Right.
And once we're able to choose those thoughts, that works in every part of our life, including performance in sports, including work performance. We're
aligning ourselves. You know, that's right up the alley of the sports doctor here. When we're using orthotics,
yeah,
we're looking for optimum alignment and the idea, again, of being aware of these things. And I think this is one of the very important points, the education of how these things make a difference and what they're all about is so important because, again, you know, in our society, in so many ways, you know, someone's going to take a pill, they're going to get an injection or they're going to get surgery, and they don't pay very much attention to some of the things that they can help control. You know, I had Barbie Engle is a world-renowned president of the International Pain Federation talking about this side of dealing, for instance, with chronic pain. And the ability of our mental powers to enhance things, and meditation's one of our strongest examples, isn't it?
Yes, I did read some research recently that meditation is one of the key treatments for chronic pain. Yes. Learning how to focus and choose what we focus on is fabulous. And whatever you're meditating towards, the cool thing about this, Dr. Bob, is it generalizes to all the other benefits too.
Again, those are the big points that I'm really, really glad that you're making, which is, again, you know, on the educational side, which is one of the things that Sports Doctor is all about, is the fact of how important some of these things are. Again, whether you're trying to stick with your exercise program,
right,
you're trying to deal with losing weight and those challenges, you've got conditions or medical concerns that are a problem, well, you're the best athlete in the country. The idea, and that's what Dr. Vickery, my late great sports psychology friend, would talk so much about, was that you could help train these systems to make a big difference, you know, whether he was dealing with college athletes and or their families. And I think you guys in the near future got to clue in the adolescent population. And,
you know, you
really,
mentioned
really
that.
What you're talking about. This is
and
a gigantic area of importance.
Yeah. You are 100% right in that. We need to figure out how to get this into the schools and to younger populations as soon as we can.
We're talking about this right now. It's one of the most common current topics, which is everything from suicide on down, the concerns of these kids and their problems.
Yeah.
And every kid has parents, and hopefully, again, so the idea...
Right.
And do you find that the inclusion of families in what you're talking about when you're working with somebody makes a lot of sense?
Absolutely. I mean, especially if the individual, and I see a lot of adolescents in my private practice, and if the parents are not supportive of the approach that we're taking, you know, oftentimes what we're working on in therapy is futile. So the family, they're part of a system. It's very focused on the system, absolutely.
You know, one of the biggest topics we deal with all the time is a chapter in my book, Hashtag Sports Parents, with this youth sports and drugs. Here in the chapter, I'm talking about over-the-counter pain medicines and drugs in order to be able to deal with things. I knew we'd fly through with you and run out of time. Dr. Karen Baker, again, in her foundation, the Delta Foundation for Spiritual Studies. Give us quickly again, Dr. Karen, the website.
DeltaSpiritualFoundation.org and Instagram and Facebook, Delta.Foundation. Thank you so much, Dr. Bob. It was great talking with you.
Hold on quickly, Karen. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay.
Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor, Sports Doctors In segment. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. What are the topics? Who are the guests? Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of topics, array of subjects on so many of the different things we've written. For Podiatry Management Magazine, one of my hot articles, which is Women and High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, a lot of excitement with MVP Parent Magazine. And you can follow us on Twitter, thousands of followers, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. Some great guests, upcoming shows next week, Sifu Slim, the author of The Aging Athlete, The Young Athlete. He's a black belt in enthusiasm, life coach. He'll be joining us. And then the sports mom, Shelley Slocum. She's an author and speaker, also will be joining us the following week. One of my oldest longtime colleagues in podiatry, Dr. Larry Rubin, and his organization is to prevent amputations and the whole world of education and diabetes. And then sports trainer, author, speaker, Sergio Rojas. Here's some of my guida wisdom for this week. Instability training, work balance. So many things Bob did in great athletes or rehabilitating people was create instability. Imagine balancing on a mini trampoline, balancing on some of those tilt boards or the Bosu or the innovative sand dune stepper. Creating safe instability, demanding the strengthening of all our, what Bob would call, stabilizer systems, all the systems that surround the joints. When we would hook up sensors to various muscles all over the body, and we would have someone stand on an unstable surface, every light would light up, everything was activated. So whether you're the best athlete in the world, or whether you're a senior trying to prevent falling, or you're looking to enhance your young athlete, whatever the sport is, work balance. That's our Bob Guida wisdom. There we go, some emails. Steve says, hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents. You know, Steve, you're right. Of course, the book, celebrating our fourth anniversary with my co-author, the famous Hall of Fame volleyball, beach volleyballer, team volleyball, volleyball member, Sharky Zartman, and the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And even the first cartoon in the book has got all this hoopla, ranting and raving, and outside of a stadium, and someone talking to somebody says, gosh, what's going on with these parents, with these kids? And she says, that's the parents, it's the grandparents. So it's going to be the next sequel where we have to include what are younger and younger grandparents for so many young athletes. Again, the idea of what a big deal it is for sports parents and or grandparents with some of these young and sometimes very, very serious athletes in so many different sports. Kelly says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's doing double jumps. She skates 5 days a week or more. She's had on and off foot cramps in her arches. We played around with different boots. We've tried some over-the-counter inserts. Kelly, you got to see podiatry and look at custom orthotics, which we've been using. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show, my 2010 Olympic gold medalist. I can't believe it's 12 years since Evan Lysacek, who was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates, won the Olympic gold medal. I am still putting orthotics in 10-year-old hotshots skates. One of our biggest weapons, besides a proper fitting, proper band, a brand boot, is optimum alignment. If there's cramping, sometimes even the size of the boot, I'm assuming you've been down that road already, changing sizes, making sure she's fit properly. But if that's the case, then you want to look big time at the role of orthotics to put everything in its best alignment. everything in its best position, because besides being one of your biggest weapons, and I would be looking at exercise, and I would be looking at making sure there's no medical concerns, you know, regarding those cramps, nerve compression concerns, and look big time at the orthotics alignment, because the hidden gem is everything she does will improve. This has been my experience, that orthotics, besides dealing with the problems, this hurts, that hurts, almost always enhance performance, better balance and stability. Sonny says, my 12-year-old son, he plays soccer a lot. He's on a couple of traveling teams. He's got these Taylor's bunions. Taylor's bunion, Sonny, is an enlargement behind the little toe. The head of the fifth metatarsal sticks out. Might be aggressive, almost like the bunion on the other side with the big toe joint. Most of the time, they're not a problem. Sometimes they are. They rub. They can cause callus formation. They can cause constant irritation. When it's that dramatic in adults, sometimes surgically, that metatarsal head is moved in. Take the pressure off. In kids, we have great success with orthotics. The Taylor's bunions are commonly initiated by the foot type that's an excessive pronator. The foot is rolling in excessively, and we're causing constant rubbing of friction, splaying, if you will, of that metatarsal head. And that could, over the years, be problematic. Many times we'll see families where grandma had the bunions and Taylor's bunions. Sometimes Taylor's bunions accompany bunions on the other side. That's splaying of the foot. Good news is proper shoes, orthotics, you'll solve his problems. Someone says that surgery is the first opinion, get another opinion. Again, I want to talk a little bit about the anniversary that we just passed, being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. It was quite an honor with my colleagues, bodybuilder, longtime educator, podcast host, Lance Dreher, with the famous Dave Evans and his great work he does, David Lyons with the multiple sclerosis community in order to enhance them with exercises, the late, great George Sheehan, the running cardiologist who introduced so much of the medical world to the importance of the role of the foot. I can't believe that it's been 3 years. We'll be honoring my famous colleague, my mentor, Bob Guida. He's a Lifetime Achievement Award with the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And we mentioned before, again, the book is still available. It's more important now than ever on Amazon. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we talk about the challenges of youth sports, what a big business it is, and the, in capital letters, epidemic of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, in youth sports. Think about that young kid pitcher who's looking at arm surgery from overuse. The idea that there's Tommy John surgery on adolescents for elbows, overuse. We see so much overuse, foot, ankle, knees. So again, the book talks a lot about the physical and mental side. Great contributions from individuals in nutrition, in mental training, in coaching, in parenting. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Want to thank our guests. Again, Dr. Scott Schroeder, Dr. Karen Baker. And we'll see everybody next week. Thank our friends here at BBS Radio. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week. Thank you.